Green Willow Books, an imprint of HarperCollins Publishers and Harper Audio present Zombie Train by David McGinnis Gill. Performed by David Lee Huynh. For Amy F. King. 1. Wyatt. Everything you think you know about zombies is wrong. Zombies are alive and unwell and want to eat your face, but not your brains. They don't have the dexterity or tools to open your cranium. Oh, and the zombie virus? No such thing. It's not a virus, but a parasite. A tiny protozoan that spreads via your brain's pathways. It actually does eat your brain. Now, a zombie will absolutely chow down your arm or leg, at least at first, when they're bloodlusty and move so fast your eyes can't track them. The first zombie phase is called zombie fresh. There's no outrunning a zombie fresh. Just hope they're chasing somebody slower than you. The second zombie phase is the longest. They're what we call shamblers because they have a shambling gait. They're hungry like fresh, but rot has set in. Their coordination's way off, their lizard brain's gone haywire, so we outrun them easy, but they can stampede faster than a cattle herd. The last zombie phase is the ugliest. The shambler's connective tissue dissolves, and it melts into a glob of greasy zombie guts. A Humpty Dumpty. Wyatt had never seen a Humpty Dumpty up close and personal. Until today. From the engine of the zombie train, Denver's Union Pacific North Yard looked like a mess of spaghetti strands, penned in by collapsing service buildings and rusting freight cars covered with grime. More like a graveyard than a rail yard. The weather was sunny and 83 degrees, unseasonably warm for October. Ahead, the tracks disappeared under a mishmash of freeway bridges, and in the distance, Wyatt spotted a weird shape sitting right on the track switch. Shut the front door. Wyatt zoomed in with binoculars. Conductor, we need a cleanup on aisle 5, he said, thumbing the mic. Wyatt stood in the freight train's cab next to the engineer, Pez. His leg bounced as he stared at the shape in the distance. This was his first switch throw as a brakeman. He didn't want to screw it up. Wyatt? Marty's voice crackled over the speakers. She got her daily iron supplement eating nails for breakfast. Clean up on aisle 5? Is that a joke? No. I mean, yes, but I'm not joking. His chest tightened with worry. Why had he tried to be funny? It's what Pike used to say. Your brother's conductor days are done, so get over it. Marty said. What's the situation? We good to go or not? Negative, boss, he said, feeling like a scolded toddler. A zombie sitting on the switch. It's a Humpty Dumpty. I'm busy in the caboose, she said. Get Cheddar to lend a hand. She was in the caboose? That couldn't mean anything good. Was she trying to sabotage him? Clearing the track was hard work, and Cheddar wasn't into physical labor. Maybe Tuna instead, Wyatt said. He's fourth up. Tuna's busy and Cheddar's third up, right after you. Her voice turned icy. Unless you want Diesel. I'd rather smooch a zombie fresh, Wyatt thought. I'll take Cheddar, he said, his voice rising. He exhaled to let the nerves pass and switched to public address mode. Cheddar, clean up on aisle 5. Bring Twinkies. He hung the mic up and focused the field glasses on the zombie plopped on the track a mile or so ahead. Pez, you won't believe this. More bighorn sheep? Pez asked from the control box. He was a beanpole with stilts for legs, chopped up curly black hair full of cowlicks, brown face covered with grease. He wore a white tank top and overalls, which stank of sweat and diesel fuel. Or a buffalo herd. Look for yourself. Pez leaned out the side window. Too fat to be no deer, he said. Not shaggy enough for buffalo.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?